The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
So what would happen if everybody spoke up?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome to The Line of Fire. This is Michael Brown. Delighted to be with you. Number to call with anything you want to talk to me about, differ with me, pick up on yesterday's subject about the second coming or previous subjects we've discussed. If you're one of those who blast me regularly on YouTube or elsewhere on social media, give me a call. We'll have a friendly talk. At least I'll be friendly on my end. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. So friends, we're here on the air as your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity with a real mandate from the Lord to help infuse you with faith and truth and courage so that you can stand strong wherever God's called you to be, whether it's on the front lines in your home, whether it's on the front lines in your neighborhood, whether it's on the front lines in your school, in your place of business, behind your pulpit, wherever the Lord's positioned you, our goal is to help infuse you with faith, truth, and courage so you'll have hearts of compassion and backbones of steel so that we can bring grace and truth together, full of the Spirit, to make the impact God's called us to make in this world. So what I want to talk to you about first today is going to help bring those backbones of steel. It's going to help bring that deep conviction to stand up and do what is right. A little later in the broadcast, I want to get into a really fascinating report published on The Hill about a major survey that was done in terms of the direction of high school males, where they're going in terms of being more conservative, more liberal. Really, really interesting. And I'm going to play an interesting clip from you with a super hot surprise song in country music. Yeah, all coming your way today. And again, number to call, 866-34-TRUTH. Okay, here's what I want to talk to you about today. There is tremendous pressure to conform to what is considered politically correct, what is considered to be right in the eyes of the world, that we do it like this, we say it like this, and if you don't, you are excluded. My book, Silencing of the Lambs, deals with cancel culture and this whole thing that if you step out of bounds, you get rejected, you get canceled, right? And many people go silent. Statistics I have in the book that many people self-censor. In other words, I won't say this because it's going to be rejected. I won't say this because it's going to be misunderstood. And on and on and on it goes. So, and just a word out to my team as we're able. My clock, which we just changed from how I was using it, is frozen and is not working. So I've got other clocks here. In fact, just on with our new phone system, I've got another clock right in front of me. So nothing urgent with that. To the second, ticking to the second. But when we can, we'll get that fixed. Just my little heads up to our top-notch team here. But, friends, what if everybody spoke up? Then nobody could be canceled. And nobody could be silenced. Did you ever play whack-a-mole? Maybe it's a video game, but it was an arcade game. I remember this being around. I'm just thinking back, 70s, 80s, certainly the 80s. I mean, it's an old thing in arcades, right? So I have references somewhere. It was like preaching, teaching, radio. I happened to reference whack-a-mole not that long ago. But anyway, there. And I still remember an ultra-Orthodox Jew carrying these bundles and stuff, this family stuff he's bringing home, and somehow stopped to play whack-a-mole. And it was quite an interesting sight. He's flailing and his pants, the side curls kind of flying. But if you never played whack-a-mole, don't know what it is. So you have, how can I describe it? You've got like a box, right? You know, Jack-in-the-Box, something just pops up. We got a box like that, but it's it's like rubbery on top, and it's big, right? So it's several feet around. And then suddenly this little mole pops up, because they live underground, pops up, and you got this mallet, this soft mallet, and you hit it, right? Bing! You got it. But it goes back real quick. You say, well, that's not that hard. Well, the problem is boom, 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 boom. They start popping up all over. And the further you get, the harder, it's just like, and the ones are really fast. Like, whoa, how are you doing that? But then eventually there's just too many moles and you can't whack them all. What if we were like whack-a-moles by the millions? You can't cancel us. Why is this one person speaks out, they get canceled? Oh, that's terrible. Well, if we all spoke up, it wouldn't happen. If all the teachers in the school spoke up about a curriculum that they found to be destructive and in violation of their rights and hurting the students, if they all spoke up, that'd be the end of it. If in the workplace there's a new policy that you just said, this is a violation of our fundamental rights and calls me to act contrary to my faith, we just stand up to it. It ends right there. It ends right there. So I want to take you over to England. And there is a Christian politician, and according to his report, he's been canceled, right? His, quote, life has been torn apart, and what happened was he took exception. There were naked men parading in front of minors in LGBT events, and he took exception to it in a tweet because that his life has allegedly been, quote, torn apart. He says that he has been canceled reportedly by 7 different organizations and suspended by his own political party. So here's what he said. You ready? He said, first of all, his name is King Lawal. First of all, I'm still feeling quite upset. This is in a report to Fox News. But I'm so ready to fight back as well. He said, I'm not wanting to be silenced anymore. And hear this. And I'm wanting to see more Christians stand up and fight back. I'm wanting to see more Christians stand up and fight back. All right, I want to go over to this video on Newsmax. It's an interview with a country music star, I guess an up and coming guy. And well, very interesting to hear what happens with his song, singing what people are thinking. Let's listen to the beginning of this interview on Newsmax.
I wish all these folks who claim they're woke would just go back to sleep. I'm just saying. Have we all lost our minds? I'm just saying. Where do we draw the line?
All right, that's Nashville country artist Austin Moody releasing his brand new woke bashing anthem called I'm Just Saying. The powerful new song calling out rampant crime, college indoctrination, and trans culture exploiting children. Well, it's made its way to the top of the charts. Joining me now, the man himself, country singer Austin Moody. Austin, welcome to Frontline.
Lydia, good to be here. And honestly, it's kind of unbelievable that I am. I can't believe this song is doing so well, and just proves to me that there's still a strong moral compass in this country.
That's what a country singer sounds like. If you're watching, you see he's got like a closely trimmed beard and a cowboy hat. So that's just him being him. So apparently, and it doesn't have big backing, and isn't like the famous outlet puts the thing out, and you know the lyrics are a little bit rough. I'm not going to quote all of them on Christian radio, but he's basically saying I'm singing what you're thinking. I know that a lot of you feel this, but I'm just saying what you're thinking. And suddenly the thing takes off nationally. All right, so it's just a few minute long interview, but let's listen to the end of the interview where some of this opens up.
You know, having a daughter really changed my perspective. Beforehand, I was trying to stay out of the political realm. And You know, I just wanted to be able to look back on what I did and that I stood for something. If I'm going to be an artist, you know, I want to make sure I stand for something. Johnny Paycheck was one of the first guys to do it, would take this job and shove it. And he was a hero. And eventually in that situation, the underdog won. So I think it's important. Really, my objective was just to let people know, hey, you're not alone. And I hear you. And don't be afraid to say something.
Yeah, so I haven't even listened to all the lyrics of the song. And I might say certain things differently in certain parts. That's not the point. The point is that there is something across the country where people are saying, yeah, that's how I feel. You're speaking with a friend. Oh, okay, why aren't you speaking up? Okay, I'm not a musician or singer, so I can't write a song everyone's going to sing. Fine. I'm not a radio host. I don't have the platform or audience you have. Fine, but you have the platform you have. Now, I'm not saying look for an opportunity to start trouble. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that you're a troublemaker. We are peacemakers. We're called to be peacemakers. So the goal is not to tweak who we can and upset who we can, but when you're asked to violate your conscience, when you're called on to do something contrary, say, no, I can't do that. If Christians' kids in colleges, universities throughout America said, sorry, I can't go with this preferred gender pronoun thing. It's a violation of my own rights and freedom. And you're imposing something on me. This is anti-diversity. This is anti-inclusion. The thing would go away quickly because either the schools would change their policies or instantly they'd be hit with major lawsuits and bad publicity and the thing would explode because Christian legal organizations would get behind them. Well, it's easier not to say anything. Yeah, but when we do, we capitulate to darkness. When we do, we make it much harder now for the next person coming after us. We make it much harder for our kids, the next generation. Let me give you a living example of this, okay? Living example. And this is, let's see here. Washington Examiner reports this on July 30th. Michigan GOP warns new hate crime law will, quote, police speech and prosecute, quote, misgendering. Okay? That's according to the GOP, what this law would be. Now, we know in Canada, this is what propelled Jordan Peterson to international attention when, because he was just, you know, college professor, University of Toronto. His academic work that he had worked on for many, many years was not well known. Suddenly he becomes known everywhere around the world. Obviously he had the goods to back it. But he was on a TV show in Canada. And well, you have to say this, if someone wants to be identified as he one day and she the next and they the next, you have to conform. And the issue for him was forced speech, which he knew was a communist type ploy. Forced speech, government overreach. He said, I'm not going to do it. Well, that's the law. Well, if they find me, I won't pay the fine, he said. If they put me in jail, I'll go on a hunger strike. And suddenly these people said, yes, yes. Well, if we all spoke up, things would stop overnight. If we said, sorry, I can't go along with that, things would turn overnight.
Chronic inflammation is the greatest health threat to humanity. Infections, injuries, toxins, poor diet, and chronic stress can attack your immune system and lead to chronic inflammation. But now there's a solution you can fight this dangerous silent killer with. Nopalea, made from the superfruit of the Nepal cactus, containing a unique group of bioflavonoids clinically shown to reduce chronic inflammation.
In a random, double-blind, placebo-controlled study, it showed a reduction of elevated, at-risk C-reactive protein levels, resulting in an improvement in range of motion in the back, neck, and joints, and an overall improvement in the quality of life.
Nopalea has helped thousands of people by lowering levels of chronic inflammation.
Let's hear what customers are saying.
I'm a personal trainer and owner of three gyms. Super excited, doing a renovation in here, bringing new equipment in. And as I was bringing the new equipment in, I was trying to move a piece. I moved, the equipment didn't move, and I injured myself severely. So it was frustrating. It was really depressing. I wasn't able to work out. I wasn't able to train. I wasn't able to do just normal daily functions. After taking Nopalea, I found that it really helped with my recovery, not only with my severe injury in my back, but it also helped in my recovery of my workouts.
Nopalea has helped thousands of people by lowering levels of chronic inflammation.
To place your order, call 800-771-5584 or online at trivita.com. As a new customer introductory offer, use promo code BROWN25 for a 25% discount on your purchase of Nopalea. And 100% of your first order will go to the support of Line of Fire. Go to trivita.com or call 800-771-5584. Again, 800-771-5584.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us on the Line of Fire. Okay, we're going to do a book giveaway. We did a couple yesterday. It's going to be a different book today. I've been wanting to do this, but needing our new phone systems installed in our Winston-Salem studio, which produces our shows and which takes our calls. We're located a little outside of Charlotte with our studio. So here's the deal for today. If you are watching me right now, so you're watching live on this Tuesday on the Line of Fire, you're watching this live in the United States, because I don't think we can ship easily outside. But you're watching live, so whether you're watching on YouTube or Facebook or on your phone, if you are watching live, that's all it has to be. So you're not listening on radio. You're not listening on a podcast a couple days later. I want to give you, I'll tell you the number to call in a second. I want to give you a free copy of Has God Failed You? It's part of our special offer this month that you can get Has God Failed You, which is one of the most timely, important books I've written in years, and one that I wrote with tremendous feeling of burden, responsibility to help people struggling and to help you help people who are struggling. Subtitle, Finding Faith When You're Not Even Sure God Is Real. And I find myself regularly saying, hey, let me get you this book. It's just what you need. So I'll tell you later how you can order your own. But right now I want to give away a free copy. Caller number 7. Call number 7, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. If you're watching from anywhere, on your phone, cell phone, your Facebook, YouTube, call number 7, you get a free copy of Has God Failed You, 866-34-TRUTH. Okay, so back to my point. We cannot be canceled, friends, if we all stand up and do what's right. If we make determinations in our church, hey, we're going to stand for what's right. If it's difficult, if it's hard, if we're rejected for it, it doesn't matter. We're going to stand for what is right. Things will turn. If you tell your pastor, your leader, and say, hey, I'm with you. Preach the truth. Stay with it. I'm with you, it will embolden them to say, okay, because I just want to put you in the shoes of a pastor or a Christian leader for a minute, all right? Now, I know there's plenty of compromise. I'm quite aware there's plenty of compromise. And there are people who walk in the fear of man, and people who walk in fear of finances, and people who just don't want to be rejected. And because of that, they compromise, pastors, leaders, Christians in general. I'm fully aware that this happens, okay? No mystery there. But it's not always so simple. It's not always so cut and dry. Let me explain. Let's say you're pastoring a congregation, and it's taken you years, and you've built it up from 30 or 40 when you took it over, and mainly old and unable to pay the bills. And now you've been there for a number of years, and you've got it up to 300 people, and it's multi-generational, and it's thriving, and it's growing, And because of that, you have now brought on, you interviewed for at some time, you thought this is the right couple, brought them on to lead children's ministry and to help with inner city children's outreach, right? So you just brought them on. They've relocated their family. They're now on full-time salary. Not only that, as the church has grown, that you've said, hey, missions is a very, very important value to us. Missions is always a major value to us. Therefore, we are taking the first fruits of everything that comes in and supporting missions. So you commit to projects around the world, or you commit to support one of your own people going out from your church, say, hey, we're going to pay half your salary for the first 3 years until you get on your feet and raise more support. So you got your finances involved in really helping people's lives. And you got a local program that helps the poor and meets them in many, many different ways, right? So you've got your funds tied up in that. All right, now, if you can avoid a really controversial subject and not address it from the pulpit and not mess with that budget, because you're thinking, all right, I'm going to rock the boat here. I'm going to take a big stand about something happened with a race issue and the killing of George Floyd. And if I talk about it, it's going to be like explosive. And I'm just going to ignore it. Because I'm just preaching through the Gospel of Luke this year, and it's not in our text. I'm not going to deal with it. And why? It's going to get people upset either way. I'm just going to leave. And then, now here, remember, it's not just being carnal, right? There are other dimensions. It's not always that easy. That's the point I'm trying to make, all right? Because you're thinking, if the money drops off, this couple I just brought in for children's ministry and for helping kids in the inner city, I don't get to help them. So I'm very concerned. This pastor might be thinking about injustice. I'm very concerned about things that we perceive to be wrong in various ways. However, if I address it, people are going to get upset. They're going to leave. And then as a result of that, I'm not going to be able to support this program that's helping kids in the inner city. Or I'm going to have to pull back on my mission support when I pledge to it. Or, you know, look, okay, so here's a major decision that's made about homosexual marriage or something, and I don't believe it's right, I don't believe it's biblical, but why? Look, one of the most generous couples in the church, they love the Lord, but their daughter came out as lesbian, and they just welcomed her as such, and they went to her same-sex wedding. If I bring that up, it's going to offend them unnecessarily because they're good people. They're going to leave the church. They're going to take their money with them. And now I'm not going to be able to support this missionary or help kids in the inner city. It can be very convoluted and complicated. Like a surgeon telling you we can't operate because the tumor is wrapped around the brain. And if we take the tumor out, we kill the brain. So for many, many, many people, it becomes difficult, complex. Same thing on your job. Well, if I just go along quietly, and this is going to happen to me, you know, my kid just went off to college. I got to support that. My wife needs this extra medical care, and only part of it is covered by insurance. So I got to make a way to cover that, and I just avoid it. Okay, so I'll use the preferred gender pronoun there. What's the big deal? Okay, so Sally is now Joe and wants to use the men's room. Okay, whatever. It doesn't hurt my life. I'd just be nice to these people. The problem is, along the way, we find excuses to cower and compromise. The problem is, along the way, we calculate how I can save my life and avoid the reproach of the cross, or avoid the reproach of obedience, or reward the reproach of speaking the truth. If we all would just do what was right, if we tell our spiritual leaders, hey, preach the truth, take on the controversies, we're here, then people would be emboldened and empowered to do it. And if we spoke up together, We couldn't be canceled. There are too many of us. We couldn't be silenced. It's easy to silence people and cancel them when there are just one here or two there. It's easy to pick them off. But when hundreds, thousands, millions stand up together and say, hey, we're not mean people, we're not hateful people, but we can't go along with your social program, so no, we won't do this, things would turn on a dime. And even if they didn't, like the three Hebrew young men in Babylonian captivity, when they tell Nebuchadnezzar, well, God's going to deliver us. He can deliver us from the fiery furnace. We're not going to worship your image. We're not going to bow down to your statue. But if he doesn't deliver us, we die. That's okay. So that's our attitude. If we get canceled, if we get silenced, it happens to me all the time, so be it. I wear it as a badge of honor. And I know God can get our message out no matter who tries to cancel us, no matter who tries to stop us. I know that for a fact, because God is God. That being said, if everybody spoke up, if we said the good and godly and right things we were thinking, cancel culture, the silencing, would stop on the spot. We come back, I'm going to take some calls, and I'm going to get into a really interesting poll that has recently been released. We'll be right back. Hey friends, this is Dr. Michael Brown. I want to invite you to join our support team. Make an investment of $1 a day that will absolutely last forever. You know, the Lord has given us a holy mandate to blanket America with the Line of Fire broadcast. And on a regular basis, we hear from folks writing in, Dr. Brown, I used to be a practicing homosexual. I listened to you. I heard grace and truth together. I was changed. We hear from pastors who say, thank you for speaking with compassion, but giving us backbone and courage. And we know across America, so many believers are getting healthy and strong through listening to the broadcast, through listening to these messages as we tackle the controversies, the most difficult issues of the day. We even hear from former Muslims who've come to faith, from Jewish people who now believe in Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, through this broadcast and our resources. So join our support team. $1 or more per day makes you an official torchbearer. Immediately, you will get access to hundreds of hours of terrific online classes and exclusive video content. Every single month, we'll send you a brand new audio message and along with it, an insider prayer newsletter where we'll talk about the things that are going to be coming in our ministry and share some of the amazing testimonies of the fruit that you are a part of. And when you do sign up, I want to give you two books as a special gift. First, Compassionate Father, A Consuming Fire. Who is the God of the Old Testament? I take the best of my Hebrew and Old Testament scholarship, wrap it together in this book that you'll find eye-opening, answering many of the questions you have. And then Revolution, my classic book that tells you how to wage war the Jesus way, overcoming evil with good, overcoming hatred with love. We are transformed. We can bring transformation to the nation. So call this number now, 800-538-5275. That's 800-538-5275. Say, I'd like to become a torchbearer, or go to askdrbrown.org. Click on Donate Monthly Support.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey, friends. During the break, just looking at some comments, some shocking stuff that's out there. As we confront anti-Semitism, as we confront racism, as we confront false doctrine. No, I'm not the only one out there. Thank God for many, many other voices in the body, but I am a voice. And friends, you would be encouraged on the one hand to hear the emails, to read them, to hear the comments that people make face to face. By God's grace, we're making a difference, friends. Things are happening. The tide is turning in America, and we're part of it. And it's such a blessing. I was talking to a young man, a church planter in the state of Washington a few days ago, and he said every young person he meets, he's 31, he says, I tell him they've got to listen to The Line of Fire. They've got to get your podcast. So we're so blessed, but boy, are we burdened to blanket the nation with this message. you really feel called to do it. And at 68, I feel like everything we've done before that used to feel like the ceiling is just the floor. It's the ground floor, and we're building on it. I feel ready to run and go for it. So stand with us, partner together with us. We want to pour into you, and as a torchbearer, it enables us to do it, to get you access to additional online classes and additional video content, to get a fresh audio message every single month. Often as I'm out preaching, I'm thinking, boy, that's the message for our torchbearers this month. I write you every month, tell you what's going on behind the scenes, and you have the privilege of reaching people with us. You have the privilege of amplifying our voice. So if you feel good about what we're saying and feel that this message needs to get out, call this number now, 800-538-5275. Say, hey, I want to become a torchbearer. $1 a day or more per month makes you an official torchbearer. We want to send you two free books right at the outset, out of the gate, to thank you. So call 800-538-5275 or on your app, S. Dr. Brown Ministries app, or on our website, sdrbrown.org. Just click on donate and then monthly support. Make sure you look at all the benefits that you get, because we always want to be the ones pouring in to you. But you're helping us change the world. You're helping us reach the nations with the gospel. You're helping us reach the Jewish people. You're helping continue to forward, spark, ignite, deepen a gospel-based moral and cultural revolution. It is happening, friends. All right. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll take some calls, and then I'll get into this really interesting poll. We start with, let's go over to Kaylin in Woodland, Washington. Welcome to the Line of Fire. Kaylin, are you there? Gone already. What do you know? 866-34-TRUTH is the number to call. Let us go to Leslie in North Carolina. Welcome to the Line of Fire. Leslie, are you there? All right. I am not sure. Well, congratulations to Brian, who won our book giveaway there. So well done, Brian. And, okay, I'm doing something wrong here. I'm not sure what it is, but anyway, we'll get our phones running properly here. Okay, 866-34-TRUTH. It's a brand new system, brand new screen. It's a great screen, and it tells me a lot more. But in the process, I got to learn all the right buttons to hit. Okay, so let's get over to this poll. We will switch gears here with all of my exhorting and encouraging to stand. And this is really fascinating. So I saw this posted on The Hill, which is a political website. I don't know that it's right or left in a pronounced way. Maybe folks know more about it than I do. But here's what it is. Report from July 31st, Daniel DeVise or DeVise, high school boys are trending conservative. This is the report on The Hill. High school boys are trending conservative. A popular narrative suggests young people are liberal and getting more liberal. The social media buzzed when a chart surfaced in spring that seems to suggest 12th grade boys had become overwhelmingly conservative. Isn't this fascinating? As with many Reddit posts and viral tweets, the truth was more complicated, but the numbers do say this. 12th grade boys are nearly twice as likely to identify as conservative versus liberal, according to a respected federal survey of American youth. In annual surveys over the last 3 years, roughly one quarter of high school seniors self-identified as conservative or very conservative on the Monitoring the Future survey, a scholarly endeavor that dates to the 1970s. Only 13% of boys identified as liberal or very liberal in those years. And when you look at the trending, you know, if you go back to 1975, This is in the aftermath of the counterculture revolution and so on. I mean, you go back to 1975, it shows these same surveys that 25% of high school boys identified as liberal and only about 17% as conservative. So now it's shifted dramatically. It shifted dramatically. Now, most recent, there's been a little drop in identifying as either conservative or liberal. But, you're talking about something very, very pronounced. Just looking at the chart with the blue line for liberal and the red line for conservative, it's quite dramatic. The figures represent a striking shift in the political views of boys. As recently as the late 2000s, liberal boys occasionally outnumbered conservatives. Back in the Carter era, both boys and girls leaned liberal. Nowadays, and here's the other thing that's fascinating, it is girls who are drifting to the left. The share of 12th grade girls who identified as liberal rose 19% in 2012 to 30% in 2022. Only 12% of girls identified as conservative in last year's survey administered by the University of Michigan. So it's quite a shift. Now, what's interesting is that back from 75 on, and this is really fascinating. We got to dig deeper and try to get spiritual understanding of this. High school girls, 12th grade girls specifically, from 1975 until today, according to this major survey, have always identified more as liberal than conservative. And at times like now, drastically more. But even at the very, very closest, like 1980-ish, they still identified more as liberal versus conservative. Isn't that interesting? Whereas the boys that went through a shift where they're at one point more liberal than conservative are now much more conservative than liberal. I mean, isn't that fascinating? So what's happening with the boys, and why have the girls been steadily more liberal? I mean, there are obviously a lot of sociological things here. It's one thing I want to dig into. I can give you some off the top of my head ideas, but I'm really curious to try to dig deeper, understand better, think through some things, talk through some things, pray through some things. That's how I come to a lot of my conclusions. You know, really over time, think, pray, listen, and wrestle through things, and it's like, okay, I think I got it. I think I've got it. Now, Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA, said that he posted this and said, hey, we are actively involved in high schools. We're involved in high schools more than any other organization, and we're trying to educate and so on. So it's making a difference in the schools. Now, whether that's a direct factor or not, I appreciate Charlie's enthusiasm to see hearts and minds change, et cetera. But why the boys more conservative than the girls? Why girls consistently more liberal? Those are interesting questions. Could it be, though, that the boys, 12th grade boys, are reacting more to a lot of the, quote, woke agenda in society? That they are reacting more to a lot of the extremes, and you have to do this and conform here. Whereas a lot of the girls may be more empathetic. Could that be it? That they're more empathetic and that therefore, in that sense, more emotional, which can be good with empathy, but it can be a destructive or wrong empathy. And the guys are less sensitive, hence they're going to identify as more conservative than liberal. You know, the old saying, if you're not a liberal when you're young, you don't have a heart. If you're not a conservative when you're old, you don't have a brain. I'm not exaggerated saying, but there's some truth to it. Well, now flip it around. The boys, could it be, because they're not going to get their emotions as caught up in certain things, they can see this is crazy, this is wrong, and hence they're more conservative. Again, I've got to dig deeper, understand the data more, and think through some things. But to the extent it's true, I want to say this, then we'll take your calls. To the extent this is actually true, and these surveys are accurate, and I have no reason to doubt that they're accurate, how are high school girls doing in terms of emotional health compared to high school boys. When I did the interview Monday of this week, so today's Wednesday, it aired on Monday, with the Gen Z young people, 16 to 25-year-olds, in Federal Way, Washington, right outside of Seattle. When we were talking about why kids cut themselves, this has been going on for some years, some of the girls said, you know, from everything they know, it's more of a female phenomenon than a male phenomenon. So does that mean that they're hurting more emotionally? Does it mean that, and we got to check. In fact, Kai, Chris, see if you can find stats. See if you can find stats the emotional well-being, depression, suicide among high school girls versus high school boys. See if you can find it divided any way like that as we're going on with the show. Because it wouldn't surprise me if this drift to the left and this staying there contributes to a lack of self-esteem, contributes to further confusion, contributes to more isolationism, depression, etc. The last thing I'm doing is pointing the finger and criticizing. I'm trying to understand better to help those struggling and then to reinforce the good that's happening with others. But fascinating to see this major shift with 12th grade boys saying pronouncedly they are more conservative than liberal. That doesn't always mean they're on the right side of issues, but in many ways, it's pointing in the right direction. Okay, we come back, we go straight to your calls, 866-34-TRUTH.
Nopalea has helped thousands of people by lowering levels of chronic inflammation.
I really enjoy being physical. It's something I've just always loved, but I've definitely had times where it's really crippled me up. Being a horse trainer can be pretty physically demanding with all the duties that I have, not just riding horses for a living, saddling horses, caring for the horses. I feel like Nopalea just took the edge off, and then it's continued to keep me from getting sore. Nopalea, it's been a huge blessing.
Now there's a solution by lowering levels of chronic inflammation. Nopalea, made from the superfruit of the Nepal cactus, containing a unique group of bioflavonoids clinically shown to reduce chronic inflammation.
In a random, double-blind, placebo-controlled study, it showed a reduction of elevated at-risk C-reactive protein levels, resulting in an improvement in range of motion in the back, neck, and joints, and an overall improvement in the quality of life.
It's fun to be on the golf course again. I'm able to swing the club freely. Hopefully, I'm hitting better golf shots. Nopalea has allowed me to get back on the golf course, enjoy the game that I love, and maybe even give me that little edge to beat my friends at the game.
Nopalea has helped thousands of people by lowering levels of chronic inflammation.
To place your order, call 800-771-5584 or online at trivita.com. As a new customer introductory offer, use promo code BROWN25 for a 25% discount on your purchase of Nopalea. And 100% of your first order will go to the support of Line of Fire. Go to trivita.com or call 800-771-5584. Again, 800-771-5584.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
To the Line of Fire. Yeah, my crack team has some stats for us immediately, which would confirm what I'm thinking. Yeah, So I'm going to get to that in a moment. Earlier, we gave away a copy of Has God Failed You? I mentioned it's one of the most important books I've written in years. In fact, I could not wait to get it out. I felt with the publisher, like, this is going to help a lot of people. When you order it this month, we're giving you free access to a digital video where you can watch me preach a related message on why so many Christians have left the faith. And there's Q&A, questions, answers on key issues. I think you'll find it super, super helpful. You get access to the video for free when you order the book. And, yeah, you go on Amazon or somewhere, maybe get it cheaper. But this way, you get the free video. And along with that, you help us reach more people. You can even add in to the purchase price if you'd like to help us reach more people. And I'd sell 10 million of those on the air. I don't get a dime for it. So we want to get the book out to you. So call 800-538-5275 to get Has God Failed You? Along with access to this free video. 800-538-5275. Okay, let us go to Ricky in Clearwater Beach, Florida. Welcome to the Line of Fire. Ricky, are you there? Okay, I wonder what is happening here. That's odd. Let's, I'm hitting the right button, right, guys? Hitting the correct button. I think I am. Okay, well, let's, sorry about that. Let's try to reconnect with Kaylin in Woodland, Washington. Welcome to the Line of Fire. Kaylin, all right, so this is really interesting. I apologize. We got our new phone lines in. And it's a big, big process because you've got to get different software to all the different broadcasters that use the in the same station that hosts our show. And we've been blown away. The call quality has been better. If you've been listening, you've noticed that. We've been doing these book giveaways and all this. And I'm not sure why. As you're calling in, that I'm not getting on the air. I've been told I'm hitting the right button. Everything worked perfectly fine. But we'll work this out. My apologies to you that have been calling and haven't gotten through. Or if you're dropping out, then I don't apologize. It's not on our end. So back to these stats now. Teen girls, this is from the CDC, Centers of Disease Control. Teen girls who persistently felt sad or hopeless increased dramatically from 2011 to 2021. Wow. W-O-W. Wow. I mean, 2011. Let's just see what this is. Teen girls, teen boys. Yeah, okay, fascinating. Teen boys who persistently felt sad or hopeless increased from 21% in 2011, teen boys, to 29% in 2021. So more feeling sad or hopeless went from 21% to 29% among teen boys in a 10-year period, 2011-2021. Teen girls, 2011, 36% in 2011. So that's 15% higher than the boys then. It's risen out of 57%. This is, according to this, in 2021, and many of you by experience said, yeah, kids are more lonely, feeling lonely, depressed than ever. And isn't it wild? I mean, they've got more connection. You could be connected with anybody. Everyone can have friends on social media, and yet social media does not deliver friendship, does not bring people into real relationships. If you want more insight on where it leads people, go back to our interview with our Gen Z panel of five, three young ladies, two young men, ranging in age from 16 to 25. Go back to that. From Monday and listen to it. I think you'll get further insight. The 36% in 2011, which is incredibly high, to 57%. And now, hear me again. According to this other poll, they have consistently, teen girls, identified as liberal or very liberal, and a much smaller percentage identifying as conservative or very conservative, which would mean in many key areas they're on the wrong side of moral, social, cultural issues. What's it doing for them? How's it playing out? Now look, everybody's different. Boys develop differently than girls. Your average six-year-old girl is much more ready to start school than your average six-year-old boy. And girls are ahead of boys in terms of certain intellectual and emotional development in some ways. So girls have it in boys in some ways developmentally, then boys have it in girls in other ways developmentally. And it's a real crime. It's sinful. It's destructive that doctors are making money off impressionable teen girls who are struggling emotionally, mentally, psychologically, and I really believe the key is they've been told it by their schools, they've been told it by the media, they've been told it by social media, they've been told it sometimes by their parents who think they're doing well, they've been told it by doctors. Your whole problem is you're trapped in the wrong body. And that's the key. If you just adjust that, everything will be fine. And this is not just like dye your hair differently or cut your hair and you'll feel better or change your wardrobe. This is about mutilating your body for life. Chemically castrating your body for life, doing things to your body that you'll never change back for life. It's a crime that this is happening. Thank God that different states are saying, no, you can't do this. You can't play with children's lives anymore like this. But all the more do you want to think, what in the world are we doing? When you know that these kids are struggling, I don't say this to criticize. That hurts me. That hurts me. How can we help them? And those of you young people that have found joy and satisfaction and purpose in Jesus, boy, do you have a harvest field. Boy, do you have kids to reach. Those in youth ministry, the harvest is ripe. Okay, here's a report from NIH. The National Institute of Health published on the National Library of Medicine. Gender differences in suicidal behavior in adolescents and young adults, systematic review and meta-analysis of longitudinal studies. And let's just see how that breaks out. Systematic review, 5 databases, population-based longitudinal studies. 67 studies were included. Females presented higher risk of suicide attempt. And males for suicide death. Common risk factors of suicidal behaviors for both genders or previous mental or substance. Okay, so interesting. Boys actually succeeded in killing themselves more, but suicide attempts, higher risk among girls. More evidence about female-specific risk protective factors of suicide death for adolescent young adults is needed. So these researchers are saying, hey, we need to study this more. We got a flood of data here. Thanks, guys, for sending it my way. Differences in depression between the sexes. This is Science News addresses this. So what I assumed is actually being confirmed here. Boys experience depression differently than girls. Here's why it matters. Teenagers in the United States are in crisis. This is June 2023. That news got hammered home early this year following the release of a nationally representative survey showing that over half of high school girls reported persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness, common words used to screen for depression. Almost a third of teenage boys reported those same feelings. Psychologist Kathleen Ethier says no one is doing well. Obviously, plenty of individuals are, but looking at it more broadly, she says no one is doing well. Thanks for all the data. I'm going to have to really chew on this and incorporate it into some things that I write. Hey, Kaylin, your question about soul ties, how to judge controversial things in culture, because we've had a problem bringing you on, and time is short. Of course, you're welcome to try to call back on Friday, and I'm sure we'll have resolved any of our call-in questions by then, our caller questions. But dealing with soul ties, when you are emotionally attached to someone and it becomes something you're unable to break, there's even a spiritual attachment, you have to be ruthless. You have to be utterly ruthless with a soul tie. You have to tell those that you're accountable to or that you're close to. Like if you're a married man and you had a soul tie to another woman, and you got emotionally bound up with her, you have to tell your wife, a spiritual leader. You have to tell that person we can have no more contact. You ask God's forgiveness. Have prayer. Lord, set me free from this completely. You renounce it. You must close the door on it. If you give it a slight bit to live and survive, it will. It'll come back and choke you. Or you, whoever it is that you're asking about. So by all means, deal with these things ruthlessly. And the principle of Jesus, if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off, throw it away. Take that same principle. Don't cut the thing back. Cut it off. Make yourself accountable to others. By speaking it, you're helping put an end to it. Renounce it before God. And you may need prayer to get delivered from this thing that's gripped you. But you can be free. Just don't play games with it once you are free. All right, friends. Tomorrow's Thoroughly Jewish Thursday. You don't want to miss it.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.